The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Emerald O'Brien. As far away as Australia feels for Americans, that's how far Raymond Ginning feels for the average Australian. Tucked away in the far northern part of the continent, the Australian government established Raymond Ginning in the 1970s. It then proceeded to move several groups of Indigenous Aboriginals out of their native bush and force them to live in the new town. Through the narration of Aboriginal actor David Golpaleel, the film Another Country provides a sobering look at the life of the residents of Raymond Ginning and the culture clash between the dominant and native cultures in the country. KBIA's Ryan Levy talked via Skype with the co-director of Another Country, Molly Reynolds.
Can you tell me how you got the idea for Another Country?
With these things, I find, Ryan, that it usually comes from many inputs and impulses. My partner and I, we have a long-standing relationship with the Indigenous community, the Yolngu, up in northeast Arnhem Land, at the very top of Australia. And we've been making films with them for a decade now. And there was the idea to go and make a film feature film called Charlie's Country, about an elder who had lost his way and how he finds redemption. And I'm a documentary maker, and I thought there'd be a perfect opportunity to go up to Raymond Ginning, because it is, you know, I'm Australian, yet it's the most foreign place on earth I've ever been to. And I knew that I could come out with a documentary.
One of the things I noticed in the film is there are very few scenes where you utilize English language subtitles. What was your thought process, your motivation behind that decision?
I wanted to sort of flip things a bit and have the audience understand what it is to be an outsider. We're all English speakers. It's the dominant language, you know, throughout the world. It makes our lives very, very easy for it. You know, most people end up learning English as a result. And so even though their English main, you know, is not their first language, it still gives us advantage when we, you know, when we communicate with them. And so in this situation, what I wanted was the audience to reflect upon, you know, the fact that they're outsiders, that they don't quite understand what is happening.
Obviously, you're now bringing this film to a non-Australian English language audience. Why bring this film to the United States and to True False in particular?
I'm actually really, really very excited about coming to the festival, not only because of the great lineup of documentaries that they have, but also to see how American audiences respond to the film, because I know that over there you also have some very, you know, complex issues with your First Peoples, and how to this day they remain largely marginalized. In this documentary, he speaks directly to the dominant culture in Australia, and I suppose in many ways, you know, could speak directly to the dominant culture in the US, and sort of says, you know, this is what it's like from our perspective.
That was director Molly Reynolds talking about her film Another Country with KBIA's Ryan Levy. To hear all of our True False conversations with filmmakers, go to kbia.org and search True False. I'm Emerald O'Brien.